Welcome back, everyone, to Tishrei and Halacha and Machshava. We now move on to the days of Slichas. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in the laws of Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, the author of the Jewish Code of Law of the Shulchan Aruch, says as follows: Noyagim Lokum Ba'ashmoires. The custom is to get up early. Loimar Slichas Usachnunim, to say Slichas and supplications. Meirosh Chodesh Elul, from the first day of Elul, Ve'elach, and onwards, Adi Makipurim, until Yom Kippur. That is, indeed, the minig of the Sfardim, who follow the Beis Yosef, and they say Slichas the entire Elul. Then the Ramah, Rabbi Yishu Isselish, the Ashkenazi Poisek, he says, Minig b'nei Ashkenaz einoikein. The custom of Ashkenaz is not like that. Ella, rather, he says, that from Rosh Chodesh we begin to blow Shofar. And then he says, "Va'oimdim ba'ashmoires loymar slichas b'yom rishon shelifnei Rosh Hashanah." We get up early to say slichas from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. "V'im chal Rosh Hashanah sheni oishlishi." But if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday or a Tuesday, "Maschilim yom rishon shavua shelifanav." We begin from the Sunday a week before that. In other words, you always have to say slichas minimum 4 days, and therefore, if Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday, we begin a whole week before. So before I get into this on a deeper level, just to share with you a cute vort that Ramelach Biderman says. He says that when the Ramah says that Uminig b'nei Ashkenaz einoikein, the custom of Ashkenaz is not so, he doesn't mean to say that the minig of Ashkenaz is that we don't get up early in Elul. Everyone has to get up early in Elul. Elul is a time when we have to sleep a little bit less, we have to get up early, we have to learn more, we have to daven more. All he's saying is that when we get up early, there's a difference in custom. The Sfardim say Slichas, and Ashkenaz only start saying Slichas 4 days before, but not Chas v'Shalom to say that Ashkenazim get to sleep in and just relax more during Elul. Okay, that's just a cute idea. But the Sar Sholem of Belz pointed out an interesting thing. He says that the entire section of Halacha, dealing with the laws of Rosh Hashanah and the entire Tishrei, begins with the word Noyagin. The custom is. In other words, the Beis Yosef does not begin with a law, a Halacha. He begins with a Minig, a custom, which is interesting, and he says that it's unusual. Sometimes the Ramah will begin like that, but the Beis Yosef, to start off Halacha, a section of Shulchan Aruch, with the words Noyagim, that the custom is so, is unusual. And he says, why is it that way when it comes to Slichas? And he says, the answer is, because Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is the Yom Adin, is the Day of Judgment. And one of the things we have to show Hashem before Rosh Hashanah is our commitment. Now, listening to Halacha, an actual mitzvah or an actual law, of course, shows commitment, but it doesn't show the ultimate commitment, because it shows that I'm just doing it because I have to. But what happens if I don't have to? What happens if it's only a custom? He says that's the idea of slichas. The whole idea of slichas is that it's only a minig, it's only a custom. It's not a law. There's no halacha you have to say slichas. It's a custom which was developed, noyagin. And through the fact that we get up early, whether it's a whole month before or a few days before, to say slichas, that's expressing to Hashem our commitment to not only do what we need to do, but because we want to serve and we want to connect to Him. It's something which we look forward to doing, and therefore we do it even if we don't have to. And he brings a Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Yevamos, which says, Minig mevatel din, which means a custom gets rid of din, gets rid of judgment. When we show Hashem that we're careful about customs as well, that gets rid of the harsh judgment of the Yemei HaDin. In a similar vein, there's a beautiful idea that what's the idea of Slichas? Why do we get up early before Rosh Hashanah to say Slichas? Seemingly, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's the time of Tshuva. Why before Rosh Hashanah? So there's a Gemara in Gittin, which deals with the story of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a long story. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to try and save at least the Sanhedrin, so he sneaked out of the besieged Yerushalayim, and he makes it to the Roman general, and he calls the Roman general king. And the Roman general, Aspasianus, says to him, well, Yechayev Misa, you're liable to the death penalty on two accounts. Number one, I'm not a king, so you're rebelling against the real king. But number two, he says, Imalka ano, if I am a king, ado idno amayli osis lagaboy, why haven't you come until now? And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai goes to answer him, but the point that he wants to bring out of here is, that's the idea of Slichas. In Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we crown Hashem as king. That's why we say HaMelech HaKadosh throughout the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The idea of getting up 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to say Slichas, or a whole month before Rosh Hashanah, to say Slichas, is that there shouldn't be this taina, this complaint, well, if I'm the king, where were you until now? We were here until, so we can answer with confidence, no, we came. We came even before you, so to speak, were crowned king. We came before Rosh Hashanah. We didn't wait for our Aseres Yemei, but even before, a few days before, we woke up early and we came to meet you, to ask you to forgive us and to crown you as king. So that's one of the ideas of getting up early for Slichas. Have a wonderful day.